Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
The purpose for a college education was at one time to gain the skills to be able to think critically, to distinguish right from wrong, good from bad, truth from error. So how's that working these days? Well, Family Policy Institute of Washington State recently conducted an interview of students on the Washington University campus. The person conducting the interview was Joseph Backham, who interviewed about 7 or 8 students on a variety of questions related to identity and how we determine it. Now, Joseph is a white Caucasian male about 5'9" tall, and he asked those students how they would respond if he identified as a woman, and then as a Chinese woman, and then as a 6'7" tall Chinese woman. And in each case, the students affirmed his claim with statements like, well, be who you think you are, and if you believe it, then that's who you are. Not one of those students challenged his claim with a clear denial. As Joseph points out toward the end of the interview, it shouldn't be too hard to tell a 5'9" white male that he's not a 6'7" Chinese woman, but apparently it is. And if our students can't answer that question with certainty, what does that say about answering the really hard questions of life? Well, God said to the people of Nineveh, in that great city there are more than 120,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left. Apparently, our college campuses have a lot in common with Nineveh these days. When a culture forsakes the absolute truth of the Word of God, it slips inevitably into the twilight zone of moral and intellectual insanity.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.